Tune in, listen up, and let's grow together. Because you're listening to The Sprout on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're here every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Sprout you soon.
Yeah. Hello.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, and we are the Sprouts.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Bruno.
My name is Bradley.
And my name is Tona.
And today, we're going to be talking about scenes in music, little pockets of culture that dictate the little sound waves we put in our ears and enjoy so much. So that's going to be a very interesting conversation. Those last two songs you just listened to were Climb by Burner off of their album Become Nothing and Here Alone by Juniper Smile off of Letters to Your Lovers. Yeah, I think that is going to be a good one. There's a lot that we're going to be able to unpack today. So this next one is Keep It Real by Ghostly Kisses off of their album Dark Room.
Steel.
slows and starts again. You turn around and call the end.
Hello. Those last two songs that you just listened to were Keep It Real by the Ghostly Kisses off of their album Dark Room, and Hole in the Ground by Porridge Radio off of their album Clouds in the Sky. They will always be there for me.
And we are the Sprouts from CJSF 90.1 FM.
I'm Bruno.
My name is Bradley.
And I'm Tona.
Awesome. Our topic right now is how scenes get made. Or rather, what makes a scene? The main thing that I'd like to bring up is that the purpose of a scene is this kind of shared communal identity. Mm. That is the largest marker of one, right? So you think of people going to a specific venue or maybe a specific set of venues that have that for some reason or another attract people of a certain people that feel a certain way about themselves. It's like the alternative rock scene in the late 90s, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so what is a scene?
A scene, thank you, is a it is a group of people that come together to, for our purposes, listen to music that they enjoy. And that is the simplest way to put it, right? In its simplest terms, it's that. That people come together and they find each other and they listen to music that they enjoy. And typically fashion norms come out of that. Slang and lingo, stylizations of music, and it becomes its own sort of culture in a way, right?
And its own community.
Its own little community.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's kind of that's the way that people nowadays interact with music as a form of connection the most, is in live venues and scenes. With the invention of like recording technologies, like it's become a lot more normal to just kind of experience music and experience that in the comfort of your own home, maybe a little more detached from the rest of that culture.
When you brought up discussing scenes today, my mind, I didn't really fully know what it was in the musical world, and now that you explain it, I think I agree, and that's the first couple of things that came to my head when you brought up scenes in the musical world. And I think, like, the other thing that popped in my head was, what can these people contribute to, like, if it's a genre, or, like, in general, like, what can they contribute?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good question. I think the thing for me is that it is a kind of like a symbiotic relationship, right? Because scenes can come up out of not just music, right?
Yeah.
They come about through hobbies and through just generally similar interests.
Yeah.
Like skating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's its own thing. People have lives that surround skating. Their, you know, their third home or their second family is the people that they go out and they skate with, and it's about just going out and having fun and enjoying yourself and expressing yourself and having a good time. I think that in terms of music, really the allure of a scene, of maybe starting a scene or something like that, is to have kind of like a guaranteed group of people that will connect to the things that you make.
Mm-hmm.
And a guaranteed group of people to experience the music that you're listening to in a live setting, for example, right? If we're going there, which is what the show's about. It's about music. But I think that that's what's important to recognize about scenes as we move forward, is that they are communal, and that they are inherently founded upon people who maybe even feel a little rejected.
By those rejected people get together and create another scene.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Feel a little rejected, a little out of place. They find themselves maybe feeling a little out of whack. And so they go and they meet up and or maybe by chance, maybe just by the way that socializing works, the way that like shared interests work, they just decide to meet up or start making music together, because that's just what culture do. People want to be around groups of people. People want to like feel like that like connection within themselves. Like specifically, I don't know, when I go to live shows, it's like when the audience is particularly moved, you can tell. And whatever way that may be, maybe they're dancing, maybe they're like doing that thing where they're like clutch their like ribs and like sway side to side if it's like a a slow song, you know, it's like a big like airy like glassy synthesizers or whatever, and then it just like sway, and that's very powerful and that's very like attractive, and of course it's gonna be, because it's community,
yeah,
and it's maybe not necessarily something that is pushed in the society that we live in today. It's not something that is that is normalized, right? People don't I don't know my neighbors' names. I don't know the names of my neighbors. Most of the people I talk to don't know the names of their neighbors either.
Yeah.
And that was very different. Up until like very recently, it was very different. And I think that that's a byproduct of a lot of things. But bottom line, whatever you want to chalk up that effect to, which you could do it in a lot of ways, and you could chalk it up to a lot of things, and most of them would probably be right. I think bottom line, people want to connect to large groups of people. I think people have always wanted that. I think that's one of the most fulfilling things you can, or in my opinion, one of the most fulfilling things you can be a part of is a community. And so people care about it a lot, and they do a lot for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn how to grow together as people, and you learn how to experience things, yes.
Yeah, like people are craving, not attention, but craving to come together.
Mm-hmm.
People never want to be alone, I'm sure, most of the times. And yeah, I completely agree with that. I don't know about wanting to be with a bigger group, as small groups can start off with like completely like maybe from two people. It just gradually gets bigger. And yeah, I think it's like literally music brings us together, is what I wanted to say. And I think that's just naturally what music does. It just makes scenes out of nowhere from people who resonate with each other.
Yeah,
and I think it's a really nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was always meant to be, or music has always started off as a communal activity, as something that you do with people, as an action more than a product, more than something that you like look through a library for, more than something that you share with your friends. It's something that you experience with your friends.
Yeah.
That's what makes live music so powerful. That's why I think live music is never going to go away, or that it can be replaced in any way, because there's nothing like it.
Yeah,
right.
It's its own thing, and it's unique, and it's something raw. It's something
that's
real.
That's a good word for it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think off the top of my head, now that I just remembered, the best example I have for like an experience from live music and a live performance was, oh God, his name is Jacob Collier, and Chris something, and they performed together about 2 weeks ago, and in this, like, not stadium, but this, like, large place, and the audience had, like, their phones, like, lights on, and they're, like, they put their phone, swaying with the light and all that, and Jacob, he said, this is the chorus, and the entire audience sang with him.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first saw that, I cried. Because, like, that coming together, the audience singing the chorus with the artist, with both artists, that's something powerful, and that's something, like, it's something raw.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
audience came together with the artist, and they sang together. And it's not just, oh, the artists both performed to the audience. Well, yes, they did, but they got them involved. They got them involved with them. And, like, I cried when I watched that video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like live music is something that could never be recreated unless you're at a live music show. It's like something, it's literally something unique. It's something on its own.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's really cool that those kind of events or something that's on its own league exists in pieces of music.
Yeah. Awesome, yeah, thank you so much. Cool, this next song is a song that I enjoy a lot. It's called Pachuco by a band called Maldita Vecindad y Los Hijos del Quinto Patio, off of their album. I can't see it here. I'll let you guys know after it.
We hope you enjoy.
I should have seen it before, that's my bad. Anyway, hope you enjoy. Here it is.
música y pasión. Y de la noche son las cosas del amor. El corazón a media luz siempre se entrega.